It's another late night at the office of the Dalton Corporation. Most of the executives have already gone home for the day, and the office is quiet. Even though the business meetings have all wrapped up, Christine, the dutiful receptionist, is about to be called into her boss's office for a different kind of meeting. As she gets back to work, her thoughts wander, like they always do, to her boss, the notorious Mr. Dalton. She knows she shouldn't be thinking about him like this. He's her boss, and she's just a lowly secretary. But on quiet nights like this, she can't seem to help it. Christine gasps and looks up.
Mr. Dalton is standing in the doorway to his office, the man she's fantasized about ever since her first day on the job. He's tall, broad-shouldered, and unbelievably handsome in his perfectly tailored business suit. His whole presence screams power and control, and the look in his eyes tells her he means business. Mr. Dalton is silent as he settles back behind the desk in his office, but all the while, his eyes, dark and penetrating, are locked onto hers. The look in them sends a jolt of adrenaline through her. Not for the first time, she wonders whether her slightly older boss might have a thing for her.
But she doesn't let herself speculate. That's a dangerous mistake to make in a one-on-one business meeting. Christine does as she's told, and the commanding edge in his voice makes her heart race in her chest, the way it always does when she's in his presence. Christine shakes her head.
Mr. Dalton gives a dark chuckle. The sound seems to vibrate through her chest and down her midsection, settling between her legs. Then, he turns his computer screen around, and Christine's heart stops in her chest.
Christine stares, wide-eyed, at what's on her boss's computer. He wasn't supposed to see the email she wrote to her sister all those weeks ago, but there it is, right in front of her. The confession detailing her attraction to her boss. The desire that's been burning in her ever since she started this job. All the things she wishes he would do to her. Christine fumbles for an excuse, her heart racing, but it's too late. She must have left her email open the last time she used the shared computer. And now her boss knows exactly what she's been thinking about all these late nights, when it's just the two of them left in the office.
He stands up from his chair, leaning across his desk to meet her eyes. Christine's breath catches in her throat. He's never gotten this close to her before. She can smell his cologne, see his hard muscles working under his business shirt.
She can feel the heat radiating from his body, see the power in his eyes, but there's something else in them as well. And it gives her a pause. If she didn't know any better, she might even think it was desire. She fidgets a little under his powerful gaze, unsure how to respond to the way he's looking at her.
He drops back into his chair, crossing his muscular arms, and Christine can't help wondering what they would feel like wrapped around her body.
Christine flushes with embarrassment. Not even this faux pas is enough to diminish her desire, or the sense that her insanely sexy boss might have more in mind for her than just a stern talking to. Christine doesn't miss the way his eyes rake over her body as he speaks, and she realizes, to her surprise, that she doesn't mind as much as she should. Christine holds her breath, adrenaline rushing through her.
Mr. Dalton leans forward, his gaze intense, and the look on his face tells her everything she needs to know.
Christine obeys, a flood of desire rushing between her legs. She could almost explode from the anticipation. It's so wrong, but she can't resist. She's fantasized about this for far too long to stop it now.
Mr. Dalton stands behind her, drawing her close to his body, the heat of him surrounding her. His scent is intoxicating as he slides his hands up and over her hips. She can feel his desire pressing against her, and a gasp escapes her.
She can't see what he's doing, but as she feels the zipper on her business skirt slide down, she realizes she doesn't care. Closing her eyes, she surrenders to his touch, shivering as her skirt falls to the floor.
His hands travel slowly up to find her full breasts, still concealed by her blouse. She feels his lips on her neck, and when she turns her head, he covers her mouth with his, kissing her deeply.
The taste of him sends an electric shock through her body. She's vaguely aware of him undoing her blouse and sliding it off. She lets herself reach up to slide her fingers into his hair, her nerves melting away at the feeling of his hands all over her. As she gives herself over to her desire, she knows this is going to be one work meeting she won't soon forget.
He pulls back, breaking the kiss and leaving her panting for more. She can feel his eyes on her as she straightens up, now in just her stockings and heels.
She feels his hands working the clasp of her bra, and then that falls away, allowing him full access to her nipples as he presses his lips to her shoulder. He hasn't undressed, but it's clear by the way his cock is pressing against her that he's ready to be inside of her. His domineering tone makes her wetter than she ever thought possible. Her eyelids flutter, she feels him push her panties aside, and as their bodies intertwine, she has to grab hold of the desk to steady herself.
As he starts to move inside her, she throws her head back and cries out. He grabs her hips as he thrusts, his lips pressing against her ear.
The feeling of his body against hers, his cock inside her, it's enough to make her lose control. Her pleasure mounts, ready to crash over her in a wave. And for the first time since she started this job, it's not just a fantasy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.